And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to this very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great guest for you today from Team Bad Company and Galati Yachts. It's Steve Lousy, Captain Steve Lousy, probably one of the best there is in this industry. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
It's the perfect time to cruise on in and purchase a brand new Yamaha outboard and a great deal during Yamaha's Cruise Through Summer Sales event from now until August 30th, 2024. Eligible new Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include up to 7 years of coverage protection, and 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with up to 5 years. Need portable power? Then this will be a hit too. New 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards come with up to $250 in dealer credit. Cruise your way through saving during Yamaha's Cruise Through Summer Sales event. Visit your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha Extended Service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered by Florida dealers is a 24-month Yamaha Extended Limited Warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. In Florida, Yamaha Extended Service is administered by Automotive Warranty Services of Florida, Incorporated. 175 West Jackson Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois. 60604 866 937-3983. License number 600-2.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, today's going to be a lot of fun. Waiting for Bud Laz to get here.
Yeah, hopefully Steve will get here in time to talk to you all out there. But in the meantime, you're stuck with Rick and myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and
well, we had fun yesterday or last week. You know, wishing you well when you stepped off off the mic on Saturday, stepping on with Tim. How'd the, how'd the trip go, man?
Trip was interesting. It was
sweeter.
The camaraderie on the boat
That's
was fantastic.
The best.
Yeah, it was such a great group of people.
Yeah.
And we caught fish. Oh, boy, we caught a lot of fish. You know, we ran down first, down south, to the area where all that yellowtail's been coming and found some sweet kelps on Sunday.
And this big kelp's been a ways down, right? It's been like 50 to 80 miles below.
Right, it's like 100 miles.
Even farther, okay.
Yeah. So, so we chose not to go north to the bluefin zone because the weather was up.
Yeah.
And the weather was supposed to come down Monday, Tuesday, which it did. So we ran south, which the weather was beautiful down there, really nice, and had a couple of really good kelps.
Okay.
One in the late afternoon that was just as much as you wanted there.
I hear that it's been like when you find the right one, it's crazy good, but they're not every single kelp is holding. Like you've got to got to work through it till you find the right one.
Right.
But then when you do, oh boy, here we go.
Right. And there's some of the kelps that are holding those little ones, and we just drove away from those. But we wanted the meat. You know, it's that 10 to 12 to 25-pound fish.
Nice.
You know, kind of mixed grade and stuff. But I discovered a new lure, and that is the AFCO Swimmer.
Nice.
Dude,
okay.
I threw that thing on a Tranx 500, and it was literally every cast.
That's cool.
I mean, it was I was like, whoa, this is really good. I think it's kind of the larger size.
Okay.
They have a smaller size and a larger size. But, whoa, that thing was getting bit. Like, kind of like fishing it like a surface iron.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a really cool lure for somebody that hasn't seen it. It's almost like if you crossed a surface iron, a wax wing, and a jerk bait, and like put them all together in a good, you know, chuck and wind, cast and retrieve lure.
Yeah.
That's it. Stays in the water really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's got good hardware to it.
Yeah.
Just a really good side-to-side chuck and wind lure.
Absolutely. And it's got weight, so you can throw it.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a I highly recommend it.
Okay, nice.
Yellowtail fishing, it's a good one.
What
for
color
sure.
were you fishing?
Mint
okay.
and white.
Nice.
Yeah, mint and white, which is kind of a common yellowtail. And I'm going to guess a tuna are going to eat it too.
I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
You throw that thing on a
the way that thing swims, I mean, it swims pretty sweet.
Big cabrilla lure too. Like guys really like that.
Yeah.
That's been a big thing for those guys that go down fish LA Bay and Gonzaga and all that kind of stuff.
Big
that's
time.
That's been a really popular.
Yeah. Big time. Big time. So then we ran up to the zone, which is it's a long way. It's up by Santa Barbara Island. It's way the
that's
heck
a long,
there.
That's
yeah, it's a long way. And we had incredible bluefin tuna watching. I mean, the visuals were unbelievable. Coming up on spots of tuna that just like huge spots of like 100-plus pound bluefin tuna boiling right next to the boat and stuff like that, but they just didn't want to eat typical bluefin. We did get a few, especially on the kite. They really wanted the kite, and some of the guys that were getting them on the brawler rig, the drop shot rig, and then also it's some not the greatest bite in the eat at night. I'm not that I witnessed a lot of the night bite, but
what you heard,
from what I heard,
sound asleep in your nice comfy bunk on the real star.
Yeah, just a few fish at night.
Yeah.
They were on heavy meat. Tim Ekstrom put us on the meat, but it just didn't want to bite.
Yeah.
Full moon is certainly a culprit for that. So then we ran out to Tanner Bank, and it was supposed to be really good yellowtail fishing, and it wasn't.
Okay.
Water had kind of rolled out there, and the day, it was Monday, I guess. We went out there Monday night, fished it Tuesday morning.
Okay.
And so then we went to one of Alex's secret cod spots out there and had absolutely unbelievable red fishing.
Okay.
And so that was super fun. That was really a blast. And we didn't do it for long, you know, just like, 'cause we want to get back to the bluefin zone.
But still, just something to break up the day a little bit, put some meat in the sack, that kind of thing.
Right, right. Went back to the bluefin zone again, just an epic show of bluefin all around. And it's still on.
Okay.
But we got a few on the boat. I think we ended up with like 14 fish on the boat. And a 60 or 70 pound yellowfin too.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's been apparently there's been some of that big yellowfin along the beach up and off of Newport and stuff like that. So one straight out there and so hopefully we're gonna get a hit on that. I would love that.
Oh my God, no doubt. That's
and according to Tim, you know, like the stars rolling on a 7-day today down the ridge, that yellowfin's starting to bite.
Yeah. Boy, seeing some of the photos from the guys that have been down there on those 7 and 8 day trips, and both the ridge and the rocks, it's just it looks so good. The yellowfin's really nice grade, just as you described. A lot of 30 to 50 pounders, fish even bigger than that, big yellowtail. And what's been really fun this year is there's been early wahoo it's good. You know, I think the RP with Jonathan had like a 40 fish day the other day, and you know, I mean, they're stacking up some really good wahoo scores to go along with it. It's really good 7-day ridge fishing. It's like the type of fishing you would expect to see in October is already happening right now.
And then we talk about the Coronado Islands.
God, dude.
I mean, I cannot remember an epic bite like this. I've seen them way long ago, but not for years.
And day after day after day, it's been biting for 3 weeks. You know? I mean, limits kind of for just about everybody that puts an effort in. It's really cool. And, you know, obviously we've all seen the Coronado Islands bite wide open for yellowtail before, and we've seen them bite for long periods of time. What's so crazy about this one is that it just, you can throw a lot of things at it, and it doesn't seem to slow it down. Morning of south wind, usually that just shuts the island down. Absolutely. Nope, bites right through it.
Yeah.
Water color or temperature change, nope, biting right through it. Pressure, you know, I mean, we've all seen it. You know, hey, the island's
that was 150
bitten.
Boats.
That's what I'm saying. The island's bitten. Some sport boat had 100. Okay, well, that was epic. Well, then the next day, there was 70 boats on it, and there was so much pressure that it didn't bite again. They've been 100 boats every day for 3 weeks.
It's crazy.
And everybody's catching them. It's been really, really fun.
Yeah. You look on Rosecrans Street as a parade of trailer boats going to I can't imagine what Shelter Island Launch Ramp looks right now.
This morning, my drive in, I was just getting passed by Parker's I was passing Parker's, I say, every few miles. It was really fun.
And the Everingham Brothers are very busy right now.
I'll bet there's a line.
But, you know, speaking of the Everingham Brothers, the bait has been unbelievable.
Oh, you guys have good bait on your trip?
Unbelievable.
Nice.
Not only on the Royal Star, but when I took the Steiger out, it was as good a bait as I've ever seen with all that pressure.
Yeah,
so they just do such an incredible job.
The one thing with those guys too that, you know, we always talk about how great they are, but like we don't talk about often how often they make advancements on their, like, they're constantly changing their program for the better, whatever it is. If they come up with a better interior design of the box, we're going to change to this mesh, we're going to change to this system, like that program is constantly evolving. And, you know, there's a full-time crew of guys that do nothing but rebuild, make boxes better, make barge better. Like, that's what they do. They're not the best by accident. You know, they're the best because they put so much into it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, at the tackle shop, what's it been like?
To
wrap up the Royal Star trip,
a great trip,
fun trip. You know, bluefin fishing could have been better. Great group of people. Of course, wonderful accommodations, excellent food. The crew, fantastic.
It is impressive, the crew that's on that boat, isn't it?
It's a really good crew. Yeah.
It's a well-oiled machine.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. I got to know Diego a lot better and Adrial.
Mm-hmm.
They're from Cedros.
Yeah, it's cool.
And they grew born and raised on Cedros and lived on Cedros. And it's just so cool talking to them. Just super good guys.
And very fishy.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, Mike on the boat. He's a good crew.
And how was it getting, you know, this is your first trip fishing with Captain, new owner and operator, Captain Alex?
Alex is amazing.
Yeah.
Alex is
another very fishy.
He's a whiz kid.
Yeah,
man.
For sure.
And I had no idea all the years that he spent on the Apollo and then up at 22nd Street Landing. You know, he ran the Freedom for years and just spent a lot of time. So he knew that. He knew that pretty well.
That's cool.
But yeah, so super cool and super fun and just a great group of all regulars. A lot of Let's Talk Hook Up listeners on there, and thank you for that. Just a super good group of people and a fun. Always long range fishing. It's always fun.
I like it, man.
Yeah, it's nothing like it, for sure. So, Tackle Shop.
Tackle Shop is great. I mean, it's summertime. It's busy. It's what it's supposed to be. The store is different this year in, for, it sounds so wild saying this, but, you know, I've been there 20, 25 years now, and this year is a lot different just in terms of how busy things are and when it's busy. And, you know, things are different with this big fish and, it, you know, and as you saw, high production of it being at nighttime, mm-hmm. The dynamic of the store is different. Like, a normal day for us at the shop is a pretty busy morning that then, you know, has its little lull, and then midday you're usually busy with private boat guys that are getting ready, and they're coming in on their lunch break, and they're getting their flyers, and they're getting ready to go offshore, and they do that, and they're buying their bracelets for going to the islands, and then the evening is really busy from all the overnight and day and a half boats going. This year, at least at a Fisherman's Landing, there are a lot fewer evening departures. You know, so many of those guys, the Pegasus and the Queens and the Tomahawks and the Dons and, you know, the Fortunes and all those guys that are, you know, kind of the big tuna, you know, hitters. They're all wanting to do morning and mid-morning departures because the nighttime is so important. You know, nobody wants to leave at night because that's when you're getting your production. So now we have all the long range and all the day and a half guys stacked in the morning. So mornings have been
crazy,
insane.
Like this morning, you look over there this morning, it's like, wow.
Yeah, in the most fun way. It's what we live for and it's what we love. And we are so damn fortunate that we have an unbelievable crew this year. Like, I don't know how we got blessed. Like, we picked up several young guys that are just absolutely fish-ing. effing crazy, and it's their summertime vacation before they go back to college, and we just got a rad crew, so we just stack the deck, and sometimes we have 9 or 10 guys behind the counter in the morning, but, you know, it's busy, and we want to make sure that guys' lines are done, and guys' jigs are rigged, and so it's fun. Like, it's wildness in the morning, it's electric when you come in the shop, everybody's buzzing and talking about all the big fish, and then you're seeing all the big fish on the slab outside, so it's really fun. It's summertime crazy, and it's what we live for. It's going really good. In terms of, like, fun new stuff, it's the same that we've been talking about a little bit. Tungsten is still, like, the hot button. Everybody's you know, fevering trying to find those jigs, and we got another really nice batch of them here this week. So
are they still around?
We have some right now, which is, like, a big deal. You know, guys are coming every day. You guys happen to have any of those things? And a lot of times we don't, but right now we do.
But they get bit, right?
They do, man.
On the tuna? I mean, I get it, too, because, you know, you're dropping down real fast with a jig that looks very appetizing, getting into the zone very quickly.
It's hard. I mean, I'm like, super respectful to someone's budget. And you know what I mean? Like, and recommending or telling somebody that they need a $60 lure or a $100 lure, I don't take that lightly at all. And I say the same thing, like, You have caught plenty of fish before there was a tungsten jig to be had, and you're going to catch plenty of fish afterwards, so don't feel like you need to pour that out of you. But if the budget allows for it, dude, it's probably something that should be in your arsenal. You know, like, we've caught them all in a Colt Sniper before. We're going to catch them on it again. This just happens to be something that sinks so much faster and straighter and gives you more drops and gives you more opportunities. It's probably something to add, but you just want to make sure it's heavy enough. You know, 180 grams, 200 grams, like, those are, the 180 tungsten is like that's like the money lure right now. So we've been selling a lot of that.
180.
Yeah.
I don't know about tuna, but boy, do they work for reds. I don't really want to fish a $60 lure for reds, but
well, get down there,
I'm going to tell you what, dude, it was like every drop was a red.
Now, how about, I know you and I were talking about it, and we got to put line on it. You got to break in that new jigging outfit.
Yes.
Again, like you said, I know you were wanting
the with the grappler rod, which is the Shimano version of the short jigging rod.
Jigging style.
Yeah, it's the Osea Jigger 2500. MG. What a reel.
MG?
MG.
I got the, okay, MG. Got the medium gear ratio.
That's the one that that our guy from Shimano recommended.
Benny,
he says, if you want to fish, because if you're going to catch a big tuna on it, the high is...
You want to have the power.
You want to have the power.
Okay.
And, oh, boy, does it have power.
And
So that's the medium, and then they have a high gear, right?
Yeah. Did you do the lever drag or the star drag?
It's the lever drag.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and that has some power.
Dude.
Yeah.
They're cool.
No, I didn't catch tuna on it,
sure.
But I was using it for rockfish, and it... Oh, man.
Yeah, no
doubt. Fun.
Yeah, it's cool.
But just to be able to turn a... Be able to turn the handle on big reds like that. Holy man.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. But Shimano came out with so much great stuff. They came. Now, do you actually have the bigger sizes on the Talica?
We have not gotten any for the showcase yet.
The Talica 20 and 25 they introduced
Correct.
In the A version.
Yeah, so just the same, that same restyling that we all have already come to know and love for the 12 and the 16 has now been introduced in the 20 and the 25. I have not got to put one into my hands yet. How it often happens is they tend to do like a lighter, small tooling production run where they produce... who knows what the actual number is, 1,000 reels or something like that. And they've obviously already done the samples. They've already done all the research. They already know that reel works. You know, that reel has been around for over a year now, making sure it's right. But they tend to do a production run of a small amount of reels, and those all come out about now, about after ICAST, once the reel gets reduced. And it often is just to make sure that the tooling is set up and the machine's right and there's no issue. And then the big volume then comes behind that by X amount of time, depending on how the factory. I expect to see some of them any day, and then the big run, who knows, several weeks after that. But, you know, the first few should be floating around. If it's, I mean, again, this is all just speculation on how other things go. I didn't get, you know, I haven't talked to Town or any of that like that. So just seeing how the flow has been from other ICAST releases, that's how it usually is.
Sure.
Usually the first round comes right after ICAST, which that just wrapped up. So we usually see a couple of them come right off the bat, and then the bulk falls, you know, a few weeks behind.
Yeah. So I was able to use the Metallica 16A on this.
The new version.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my Metallicas. I mean, it is the best reel ever made, period. I don't care what anybody else says. Metallica is the best. And how do you... I mean, we've said it before. How do you
perfection?
Fix perfection?
Yeah, totally.
They did it.
I know.
Mean, that A is just the next level up.
Yeah.
It has more power. It fits into your palm, and just everything about it is just cleaner.
I like that the side. I mean, this is such a dumb thing, but I like that the spool height on the other Metallicas, you know, it's not the same right side to left side. You know, when you're filling line in the reel, the right side, the spool is taller.
Right.
That you know, it's even across the top. The handle's a little different. The drag system is different. I got a chance to talk to Cal and Eric about it. They really liked that it was a different drag system. Just everything about it. They did a really, really nice job.
So speaking of Cal and Eric, and next Sunday, I won't be here, but you and Corey will be here. I'll be up at Queen Charlotte Safaris. Eric Sheets and Wes Coogan are going to be here.
Get out of here!
Yes,
oh, that's
Wes
cool.
from Ken's Custom Reels,
sure.
And Eric, and so that's going to be quite a show next Sunday.
Man,
so if you want to know about reels,
that's like having that'll be really cool. And it's just fun that those are two guys who, you know, on paper you could say, you know, have competing businesses, but the reality is super good bros who are the best reel guys who are best of buds, and, you know, and businesses help each other, not fight against, you know, like, that's going to be awesome. I mean, those really are, we kind of loosely use the term gurus sometimes, but they're it.
They
man.
Are.
Those guys are.
They're the guys.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
But as you can hear, we have a great show lineup for today. I mean, we're hoping that Steve Lazin shows up, and certainly he's just a wealth of knowledge and picking his brain about catching all those big blue marlin and stuff like that. But in the meantime, you're stuck with Rick and myself right here.
Yeah, exactly. And until Laz gets here, it's going to be a bit of a freelance show, and we're just going to have a great time doing it. We're looking forward to having your phone calls, having your questions, talking story, talking trips, whatever you want. Until Steve arrives, the show is all about you, and we're going to be looking forward to taking your phone calls. If you want to participate this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. One more time, 213-432-1090 is the number to reach us, or you can get us via the text. If you want to text the show, as we always say, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have the Let's Talk Hookup app at this point, I don't even know what to tell you. It's the best way to participate with Let's Talk Hookup.
Probably the majority of our listeners are on the app at this point.
It's easier. I mean, it's just flat out easier. It's easier to catch the show. You can listen to it on your car. You can catch all the archive shows. If you miss something, you can go back in here. It's a great way to do it. And it's the only way to text in your questions. As soon as you fire up the app, you'll see one of the few options there is the text the show option. And when you do send your text, we always ask that you include a name and a phone number in case you win the big prize, because we want to make sure to get it back to you. And boy, what a prize are we giving out today. One lucky caller or texter, as always, decided by the coin flip at the end of the show, is going to win the $300 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses. We talk about it all the time. This is such a rad prize. $300 coming your way, and you get to spend it however you want. You can buy multiple pairs of glasses. You can buy one really fancy pair of glasses. You can buy something in between and spend the rest on one of their performance shirts or all the accessories for your glasses, whatever. $300 from Costa is coming your way to one lucky caller or texter. Again, give us a call at 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me, book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano's Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensil strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning. Like we said, a little freelancing going on right now.
Yeah.
Having fun taking what we will be taking your phone calls. And again, Corey and I, you get to do this all the time, but usually we don't get the luxury of getting to do it with you. So today's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is going to be a lot of fun. We're sure, of course, we're still hoping that Steve shows up.
Yeah,
he is
totally.
A wealth of knowledge and love to hear his stories.
No, no doubt.
For sure,
man.
That we've been following on social media for sure.
Just
Team Bad Company.
Just the wildness of where they're going and what they've been doing. I hope it works out. Hope Steve's all good and everything just works out. And,
yeah, for sure. Hey, in the meantime, lots of texts, lots of calls, and I got a text from Gary in Sierra Mesa, and he says, "Tell us again about the new AFCO jig for yellowtail. My trip is on Thursday. I'd like to pick one up. It's called the AFCO Swimmer.
Yep.
The color I was using was mint and white, but I think any color would work. I don't know, but I think it's the action that I like. It has a single treble hook on the tail, and It has, and I just threw it like a surface iron. I threw it on a surface iron rod. Tranks 500 is my surface iron reel, and I actually had an eight and a half foot rod that I was throwing it on, and they ate it.
What's cool is it's got that, you know, internal weight system like a good jerkbait style does. So it, you know, it so it casts really good, and you know, and as you cast, the weight goes to the back of the jig, so it, you know, it shoots out like a bullet. Like it's a
I would imagine calico bass are going to eat it. I know Cabrilla ate it like crazy, but and it's got all the right hardware. You don't need to change anything out.
It's it was one of the. It was one of the first things that you could tell the Robbie Gant influence of Esco there. You know what I mean? Like, obviously Robbie was so involved with, you know, in his previous career of, you know, the lure design and all that kind of stuff, that you could tell that that was one of the first things that came out of AFCO that had some Robbie influence.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They did a great job.
Well, that whole lineup of the AFCO jigs, really nice. Really good job.
Yeah.
The right hardware, everything about it, really, really good.
There's two sizes. They call it a 115 and a 150. And I think you were using the 150, the larger of the two. And like you say, that's the best thing about them. Like, all that AFCO Blue Fever stuff, they have, at least that we carry, you know, they have dart-style jigs, they have the swimmer, we have jerkbaits. All of it, you know, it's deceiving because you
the
might see that they're really nice. The price is right along with everybody else, maybe a dollar or two more than some of the ones somewhere. But they were all designed to open up the package and then go catch a big fish, go catch a big yellow, or go catch a big tuna. Like, none of them need to be changed. And so what they didn't want was, you know, hey, we're gonna able to hang a $2 lesser expensive price tag on this thing, but then the guy has to go buy $4 worth of split rings and then $8 worth of hooks to be able to put it back onto the jig to fish it. Like, these things come right out of the box, 3X hooks, really good hardware. They're nice. They did a really good job.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, the phones are packing up. Let's jump into it.
All right, buddy. How about we started off this morning with John? He's calling us from Huntington Beach. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I love the show. Just listening to you guys talk is great. Always learn a lot. I guess it was maybe a year or two ago, you had J.J. Gerritsen on the show, and I asked him about going up to Westport for albacore, and so he gave me a name of a guy up there, Mark Coleman, who has a really great boat operation up there. So my son and I just went and made a trip up to Westport. We got back last night, and we caught albacore. It was
sweet. That's
it was
rad.
Great. It was
like
kind of bumpy.
Yeah, no doubt. What's the operation
awesome.
Like, John?
It's amazing. He's got a 42 custom boat that was put together by Defiance. So it's got that Defiance name, and he's got a sea keeper in there, so we went out, and when we started trolling, it was just like, you know, flat calm, only it was crazy rough, you know, and kind of albacore weather like we are used to. And we put the jigs out, and within 10 minutes, we were catching albacore, and it was a really awesome bait. He's got a nice bait tank, and so there's large anchovies right there available, and we were doing it just kind of San Diego style. Apparently he and JJ are pretty good friends, and so he had some intel, and we went to the right spot. And the day before we fished Wednesday and Thursday, and the day before they got 35 for six guys, and we got 29 albacore the second day and about 14 the last day.
That's so rad.
But they cruise out, you know, like 20 knots and come back in at about 30 knots in this big big boat, and it's got three 300 horsepower Yamahas on the back of it, so it could really move.
Wow.
And
what's the name of the
anyway, it was
a trip.
So his name is Mark Coleman is the captain, but the operation is called All Rivers and Saltwater and Washington Saltwater, I think, is what it is. But if you Google All Rivers in Westport, Washington,
Westport,
it will
Washington.
Come up.
All right. Cool, man. Well, thanks
and
for
we've also got some
AlphaCore report. Wish it was here in San Diego, but, you know, if you got to fly up to Westport, why not?
Dude, I want to do that. I just want to drive around trolling and hear the clicker go off and see one of those big wings coming up before you put it together. I think that's awesome. What a fun report, John. Thanks for the phone call.
Thanks a lot for
the
call.
Cool.
Hey, it's time to find out what's biting the Baja, and our good buddy Chris from Smokey's Curing Company and Cantina is on the line. Buenos dias, Chris.
Buenos dias, Pedro, Rick. How are we doing today?
Hey, Chris.
Doing terrific. And how's the fishing down there?
You know, I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful day. It's flat calm right now. I'm sitting out here in my deck at Rancho Llanero having some coffee, listening to the show. It looks like it's going to be a great day. Jumping right in, let's do a little bit of recap. I haven't talked to you guys in a couple weeks, but as you know, we had the Dorado Shootout down here.
Yeah, we were expecting to see you on the winner's circle.
Exactly. I want to see you driving that new truck.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what, we gave ourselves a shot, guys. And going in, you know, you always have your predictions, but I was privately telling friends, I said, looking at how this is shaping up, I think a low 40s might take it this year, where normally you're looking for something in the mid to high 50s. But anyway, turns out a 43-pounder took it. There was a guy that was in the 42-pound range that was kind of celebrating early, and these guys came in with 10 minutes to spare on the clock and edged him out. There was a 39. There was a 39, and yours truly landed about a 36. I think it was a 35.8. But we gave ourselves a shot. But the thing about this tournament is, if you ain't first, you're last. You know, so hey, 7 pounds away from 250,000 big ones in a truck, and I'm not talking pesos, boys.
Man,
dollars, huh?
I mean, you had to be, you know, like you say, a 36 pounders are very real, and Chris, you had to be feeling some kind of way driving back to the dock, seeing that big old forehead sticking out of the box.
Exactly. Hey, speaking of that, guys, it was one of those things when we got it in the boat, you know, the guys are saying, man, that's 42, guys, that's 42, and I'm going, man, and it was, you know, it was one of those beer goggles things, man. That sucker looked a lot hotter when it came in the boat than when it got weighed, I'll tell you. But
it's good to hear that happens to everybody, Chris, because you're a guy that sees fish of that size every single day. I mean, you know, obviously you guys do the most processing of anybody down there. Like, I trust nobody's eye better than yours, so it makes me feel good to know that happens to the pros, not just the mortals like us.
Well, I got to be honest. When the deckhands were telling me 42, I was like, I don't know, but I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to spoil, I didn't want to rain on the parade. I'm like, I don't know, I think it's a little under. But anyway, great tournament. There was 131 teams. And you kind of expect a little, I think that's on the low end, but I think what might have happened, there's kind of some teams going around that little cyber hiccup was the day before, and there may have been some guys that couldn't get down here due to travel, you know, with the flying and everything. You know, so that may have contributed. There might have been a few more teams had it not been for that. But anyway, great. They put on a great tournament. It was a great time, as usual. So then, Pete, I was listening earlier. We kind of went into the full moon bite here on the East Cape this last week, where things really, really kind of slowed down a lot. We didn't see a lot of Dorado or tuna after that. And then mainly it was about, you know, the striped marlin don't seem to care, and neither do those rooster fish. Those bites were still happening throughout the week, you know, and man, that rooster fish bite, you're still seeing a lot of roosters in the 50-pound range, and it's just right there, that little bay at El Rincon between Punta Reina, the lighthouse, and Cabo Pomo, and then lots of marlin. But then, over, you know, as happens, over the last couple days, the bite started picking back up, where we started seeing more tuna and more Dorado. Again, the tuna bite has been less than impressive over the last few weeks, with not in terms of numbers. We were getting numbers, but just not a lot of size. So we're starting to see that come back, and hopefully we'll get some size. And then yesterday started the all-women's tournament at Palmas, and today it ends. It's a two-day tournament, 20 teams. It's really good to see all those ladies out there having a blast in this tournament. And it's not that old of a tournament. I think it's like maybe in the third or fourth year. And I remember the first year was like 7 teams. So to see 20 teams out there, it's a tuna and a Dorado tournament. The leading tuna yesterday was 27 pounds.
Nice.
And then we got a 39-pound Dorado in, and they in that tournament today. So that's pretty exciting to see that happening. And then this coming week, Wednesday is the first day of the 31st of the East Cape Bisbee tournament, which is always a big deal, and they're going to fish through the first and the second, and we'll look forward to that. And then another thing I wanted to just tell you, Pete, I was listening earlier about the kite. So the El Regalo is the guys I fished with on the Dorado Shootout, and I fished with those guys for years. Really experienced, great crew. And I think it was two days before the Dorado, they were out fishing trying to bring the big tuna up with the kite. And Todd Rodriguez, my buddy that owns the boat, he's like, Chris, we were having success bringing them up, but we just couldn't get them to stick, you know, on the pin. They couldn't get them to stick on that flying fish. So what I was thinking of doing this week, I'm going to try to get a day where I can head out in the Vaquera and try to see if we can bring some big tuna up with the kite. That's always, you know, a challenge, but we'll see if we can get that done.
Oh, that's that sounds sick. Good, man.
Right on.
That sounds good. The Lass is still, you're respectable. You have some excitement on the boat, and I bet a couple beers were taken down after you landed that fish. But congratulations to the big bucks in that tournament. That's impressive, the Van Wormer Resorts Dorado Shootout. And, of course, I can imagine Smokies was hopping that night and that whole weekend, as well as Vaquera. And now, are there spots available to book Vaquera?
Yeah, you know what? We're booking daily, but August is typically a slower month, so we've got plenty of space available in August time. It's fishing today. She's fishing today, but we could definitely use some more charters, and you can get a hold of us at vaquerasportfishing.com, and you can always email me at bajasmokedog@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to accommodate you, your needs. There's some people fishing today, and what they want to do is they said, we just want to go fish, and then we want to go swim, maybe up at Pomo or something, and we're like, whatever you want to do, that's what we're gonna do.
Cool, man.
And you get to, and if it's hot, you just get in the air conditioned salon and just hang out and cool down a little bit, right?
That's right. That's right. You know what? And we're gonna, yeah, exactly. And you've got the internet in there. You got the tunes. You got the AC. It's flat calm today. You don't need the Sea Keeper, but just in case, we got that too.
Oh man, vaquerasportfishing.com, right?
That's it, Pedro.
Going to the East Cape, best boat in the East Cape, and of course, Smokies. Chris, thanks a lot for the great report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, guys. Hasta la vista. Talk to you later.
All right. Later, Chris. Thanks. Hey, Steve Lowry is on the line. Good morning, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, good morning, Pete.
Ricky's here, too, and we're sorry you're not here in person, but it's just great to have you joining us here. I know our listeners have been really heavily anticipating you being here, but you've been traveling like a wild man, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. I don't even know. I added it all up, like, after one little six-month stint. It was like, I can't remember exactly. It was 50-some thousand miles in the air, and then it was like 130 days on the water, and I think that was like in a 6 or 7 month period.
Wow,
that's a lot, man.
Crazy.
That's a lot. So tell us about now. Where were you last? What was Team Bad Company doing in the last journey?
We fished that World Cup out of Cape Verde, and I think it was a day or two before the World Cup. We let one go that, you know, if you don't kill it, you can't call it. So a day or two before the tournament, we let one go that was $9.99. It was a real one. And then during the tournament, we didn't do much. I think we caught it sounds kind of funny, but we caught a smaller one. It was like 400 or something.
A little rat.
Yeah, and then the day after the tournament, we had another really giant one jump back on top of the line and break the line with about 500 yards of line out, and that was super unfortunate. And then we went straight from there. We hopped on the jet, even though they were biting, and we split for Madeira, Portugal. And we fished out of Madeira. Madeira was biting. Petey caught some fish there, and, you know, quite a few other guys. There's a boat there called the Iron Bird. They were doing well, and we got there, and it didn't disappoint again. We caught, you know, some 800-pounders and lost another real nice one. Those big ones are pretty hard to keep them on the line. We've been challenged with it. We've got a couple over the mark, but those really big ones, they just seem to find a way to get away, you know, those 1,100-1,200-pound ones.
Dude. God, that's crazy,
man,
Steve.
That's wild. And, of course, we're talking about, now, are these Atlantic blue marlins instead of they're in the Atlantic?
Yeah, we're fishing. We've been fishing the South Atlantic and the North Atlantic, and I missed one of the trips that was right up against Africa. They were in that Ivory Coast area, and we're getting ready to go on some trips in other parts that we can't talk about right now just because of security concerns, but other parts of Africa we're going to be checking out here shortly. The next couple of trips will be out of the Azores, which is probably our favorite spot as far as fishing goes.
Wow, that sounds so cool. So where is Cape Verde?
Cape Verde is right about off the coast of Africa, right where on the west coast of Africa, right where the country juts out.
Right.
You know, it's coming straight up, and then it makes that hard left-hand turn to the west and kind of sticks out the continent. We're about 400 miles offshore there on a chain of islands.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. So is there any difference between a Pacific blue marlin and an Atlantic blue marlin?
It's super slight. I mean, it seems like the dorsal fins are a little bit taller, but everything else is, you know, their behavior is the same. Seems like there's a lot more big ones out there for certain. I've never seen the ratio of big fish to, you know, medium fish to small fish. Nothing wrong with those 200-pounders. Those things are great, but we're almost half the fish we release are over 500 pounds.
Oh, wow. That's pretty amazing. What a program that you and Anthony Shea have put together. And Anthony's I mean, this is like living the dream, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's all his vision. I'm just along for the ride. He does, you know, he's been like the mothership, the 175. I didn't have anything to do with any of that. And we're building a pretty cool 50-foot game boat right now. Yeah, Crossweight back in North Carolina. I'm heavily involved in that, but he's involved in that one also, you know. And then we're building a 38, so we're upgrading all of our boats and getting some newer boats in the program and you know, to finish up. Sounds like we're going to go about another 3 years of super travel fishing. I know we're going to wind up in the Indian Ocean. We're kind of going to hit everything in the next 2 years. It's going to be pretty travel intensive.
Crazy.
And then I think we're going to settle in about 2 or 3 years and only fish the areas that we enjoy the most.
Wow.
Yeah, you're going to get a chance to really, really fish the whole world, and then whatever becomes the place that has the best production that you like being, then you get to spend extended amounts of time there.
Yeah, you know, it's like that Ascension Island. It was super cool to be able to fish it. Nobody had fished it in 8 or 10 years, but just so remote, you know, it took us almost 5 days to get there, and then when we went home, even though we were able to fly out of one other little rocket, literally in the middle of the Atlantic, the South Atlantic, called St. Helena. It still took us, you know, 3 days to get out of there. So we had 8 days of travel, and then we fished, in my mind's eye, we fished 28 days straight. So those longer trips, those like 36 days straight where there's no breaks, you know, I'm an old guy. And even if I wasn't an old guy, it's pretty tiring, you know, especially fishing in those smaller boats and, you know, we got beat up pretty good on that little boat.
But, yeah, you're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, right?
Like, yeah, and a little bitty rock. I mean, it's really probably 3 or 4 times as big as Santa Barbara Island, to put it in perspective.
Wow. Really small.
Wow.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, and it kind of wraps around both sides, and it comes over the top. So in certain areas at that island, no matter where you went, the lee was about 400 yards, and then you'd get the heck beat out of you again. So there was no place to really get out of it. And then the sharks were so bad there, like, you had to watch every time you'd hook a fish, you'd really have to pay close attention so you didn't flood the boat, because the boat didn't have good drainage. And, you know, if something happens out there, there's literally nobody. Nobody.
Wow, that's wild.
And, you know, the sharks were really bad. So it just adds a whole different element of things that we're not used to that you got to pay attention to.
You see yourselves going back there, Steve?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the potential is there. We've been super fortunate. We've always heard stories about, you know, giant ones in all these locations. And I don't think we've been disappointed yet. You know, I know almost everywhere we've gone, we've released a fish over 800 pounds and seen bigger ones. Brazil was probably the most. But, I see us going back to Ascension at least one more time for certain.
Wow.
I love it, man. This is great. Well, Steve, we're so pumped to have you. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. We got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More with Captain Steve Lasley. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, we just talked about the Osea Jigger line of reels and the grappler rods, which are great for that high-speed jigging for big bluefin tuna and other species. And Shimano's really pulled it out.
They are. They're crazy. You know, we had Captain Matt Brawl from Captain's Concepts talking about, you know, his favorite jigging reels. And in that landscape where some of those reels are thousands of dollars, those Osea Jiggers are amazingly affordable for the powerhouse that they are.
Yeah.
My favorite bluefin tuna fishing is that 4,000, 4,000 PG, 4,000 HG. It's like the size of a Trinidad 40, like kind of in between what a 40 and a 40 narrow was. But, I mean, unbelievable power in a single-speed star drag reel. They're incredible.
Yeah, and you don't realize how a small reel, even like that 2,500 lever drag jigger, the Osea jigger that I was using, the power that those things put out. I don't know how they do it, because it's not a big reel.
It's the rigidity in that frame. It's their high-efficiency gearing. And then they've got that giant, long-arm, big handle where you can really get your paw around it. But because the frame doesn't have any flex, like, all of that power is not escaping anywhere. Yeah. They're really impressive.
So check them out at your local Shimano dealer, the Osea Jigger Line. Hey, San Diego, the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer now through September and make it your best summer yet. Get great offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs, and experience hands-free highway driving technology with Ford Blue Cruise, available on select vehicles. It's the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event, and that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have have some great-looking bass boats. If you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine and Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine and Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing. Again, if you want to join us this morning, talk to the man, Captain Steve Lasley, Team Bad Company, Galati Yachts. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Or, as we mentioned before, send in those texts to the Let's Talk Hook Up app.
Yeah, for sure. I have one here from Steve, from Jeff in Huntington Beach, Steve, that says, good morning, guys. Michael Folks a couple weeks ago, and now Steve Lasley, legends. Just want to say, coming from a military family, much appreciate everything you guys do for war heroes on water, for our veterans coming back from injuries physically and mentally. A lot of thanks for that. Steve, that event is coming up here.
Yeah, it's coming up towards the end of September there. It's something like the 22nd or 25th, I believe, of September. And as always, it's going to be, quite an event. The guys, Anthony and his team, they pull out no stops for these guys, and all of the wonderful owners that donate their boats and
yeah.
crew and time and everything, man, it's, I don't know, it's right up there with, having your first kid as far as emotions go, and holding your kid the first time. It's, you just can't even begin to put it into words, it's, these guys and hearing their stories and, what they sacrificed and, how every single one of them to a man or to a woman said that they'd, even if they knew what the outcome was going to be, they'd do it again. And, just 100% selfless people. And, really something to be a part of. If you ever have any possible way to do it, I highly recommend, donating a boat, donate your time and get around these true heroes, man.
Yeah, Ricky, you fished last year in the event.
I couldn't agree with anything Steve said before, and you just develop it. It's fishing, and you're getting to hang out with the guys in a like-minded scenario, and it's fun, and you share stories, and we've become buds. We fished together for 3 days, and I've talked to both the guys, Tony and Steve, the guys that we fished with. I talked to him last week, we text all the time back and forth. Hey, you're doing this. Hey, caught this big fish, that kind of thing. And yeah, it's really cool. The event is amazingly well run, and it's very selfless. It's only about honoring those heroes, and those guys are extremely humble, but it's just a very good opportunity for them to get to hang out. And, it's just awesome. I couldn't agree more. I told Rod when I was done, just sign me up for the rest of my life every time you guys are doing that.
That's cool.
It's, September 20th through the 24th this year. And God willing, I'll participate every year they have it forever. It's a really, really cool event.
Yeah, and Steve, they still need boats, right? So if you have a boat and you want to participate and do something selfless like that for our veterans, you just get a hold of Rod, right?
Yeah, Rod Halperin is the man, and he heads that thing up, and he just does such an incredible job. All those years of running the local Marlin tournaments and stuff like that, he brings all that experience to the table. And they, Anthony, he does everything completely over the top. So it's quite an event for these vets. And, Ricky pretty much nailed it, man. You wind up having relationships with these guys. I still text guys from our very first trip before it was even a tournament, where we were just bringing the guys fishing and they're still, we talk at least monthly Just wonderful human beings, man.
That's cool. Yeah. So what boat is Steve Lasley fishing on this year?
I'll probably be on the 92 with Anthony. There's a small chance that I'm going to miss this one, and I hope I don't, but there's a chance that I'm going to be in a region that I have to stay in for this world tour, so we're going to play it by ear.
Gotcha. Yeah. I'm sure everybody hopes you're going to be there, but I'm sure Anthony will be there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Anthony's he'll find a way to get there one way or the other, and I anticipate I will be, but. There could be something coming up where I got to miss this one.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. Everybody's packed up, excited to talk to Steve. Why don't we start it off this morning with John, who's calling us from Escondido this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. In my next life, I want to be Steve. You know, it's just what a life you have, and a lot of fun watching on YouTube and seeing some of those big guys break off and break your heart and stuff like that. But hey, Pete, I'll see you on Thursday, buddy. That Cindy and I we're gonna be there on Tuesday for a couple of days, and then we'll see you in Queen Charlotte. Can't wait to check that out for the first time and everything. Is there any need to bring plastics or anything like that to fish with, or just give to the crews on the boats or anything like that?
Well, I like bringing some like MC slugs or some of those big Kalen's curly tail grubs and the lead heads that go along with it, like 12-ounce, Ricky, you think?
Yeah, I mean, again, it depends on the depth you're fishing, but
yeah,
anywhere
shallow,
from...
like less than 200 feet.
Yeah, so then anywhere from as light as a 6 to as heavy as a 12,
yeah.
And just depends on your current and tide and wind,
sure.
And that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, throw a few of those in there. I mean, they've got some amazing jigs that work very, very well for the Lincott. But for me, the highlight up at Queen Charlotte is that lingcod fishing. I mean, the salmon fishing is fantastic, too. But the lingcod fishing is just not to be missed. It's so good up there. But it's going to be a fun trip, and we're looking forward to seeing you. We leave this Saturday. We all meet up there and fly up to Sandspit and join the group. So thanks a lot for the call, and we'll see you in a week.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming right, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what biting and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.